So as it relates to Rid, just to keep it light again, and to go back to yesterday's daf for one more short ha'ara, and that is the Gemara on daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis told a fascinating story. Shapsoi Bar Marinos Iklo LeBavel. Shapsoi Bar Marinos was once in Bavel, and he was struggling financially, and he went to the Gevirim in Bavel, and he was asking and pleading for help, and they refused to help him. First, he asked, maybe you can help me find a job. They didn't want to help him. Then he said, maybe you'll give me some food, poshet, so I'll have what to eat. They didn't want to help him. And Shapsoi Bar Marinos was so taken aback by what he felt was achzorius that he said, Hani me'erev rav ka'asam, the unthinkable. He said, I don't believe that these people are Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says, V'nosan l'cha racham en v'richamcho, and kol amirachim al abriyos b'yodua shu mizarish al Avram Avinu. V'chol mi she'enem arachim al abriyos b'yodua she'enem mizarish al Avram Avinu, and must be they come from Erev Rav, whatever that means, way above my pay grade. But either way, he said that it can't be these are regular Yidden. Because if they're regular Yidden, they would have a midas harachmanas. We said that, of course, the rest of the story is a Gemara, Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis, Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis. It's a very, very long Gemara, and it's based on a very, very long episode that's recounted in Shmuel Beis, related to David HaMelech and Shaul HaMelech. But the high level is that the Pasuk says, Vayihi Rav Ba'aretz. There was a hunger in the times of David HaMelech. It was Shalosh Shanim. It lasted 3 years. Shana Acharei Shana. And it got to the point that it was so bad that David HaMelech was shoyel by the Urim V'Tumim. And he asked, he said, please, let us know what we're doing wrong. It's like this. We can go ahead and we can be mesakin. And the Urim V'Tumim responded and said as follows. He said, El Shaul, Vel Beis Hadomim, Al Asheheim Mises HaGevoinim. And the Gemara says that it meant two things. The one that we discussed was that he was told that it's related to the fact that Shaul killed the Gevoinim. And the Gemara says Shaul really never killed the Gevoinim, but Shaul killed Noiv Ira Kehanim. Noiv Ira Kehanim used to support the Gevoinim, so that when Noiv Ira Kehanim was out of the picture, the Gevoinim was suddenly starving, and they were ba'aveled in a terrible way, b'derech groma, indirectly, because of the fact that Shaul had killed Noiv Ira Kehanim. And it's because of what Shaul did to the Gevoinim, albeit indirectly, that this is all happening. In other words, David HaMelech was told that if you want this hunger to go away, you have to go to the Gevoinim, and you have to get Slicha u'mechila. Who were the Gevoinim? These were descendants of one of the seven nations, Chivi. They had cut a deal with Yeshua ben Nun that they would be Megayer, and as a result, the love of Leisachaya Kol Neshama wouldn't apply to them, and they had been living now for a very, very long time, from the times of Yeshua all the way to the times of David HaMelech, and David is told that it's because of the Gevoinim you need a Mechila from them, and if you can get a Mechila, all of this is going to go away. So the Pasuk says, Vayikra HaMelech LeGevoinim, Vayoymer Aleihem, Ma Eselochem, Umeh Achaper, Ubarchos Nachles Hashem. What could I do? Vayoymer LeGevoinim, the Gevoinim told him, Ein Lanu Kesev Ezovim, Shovim Beis. They don't wish. We don't want any money. No, that's not the way this is going to happen. Yutan lanu shiva anoshim mibonav. We want seven of his descendants. V'hikanum l'Hashem. We want to kill them. We want to hang them. We're going to do this l'shem Hashem l'man yishmu v'yiro. And that's what's going to make us give you the mechil that you want. And the Gemara says David didn't want to do that. So David tried mifayas. He tried appeasing them. Abav loy paisino. Anything he tried, he couldn't do. Amar. So David HaMelech said, Shloishesh simanim yesh b'umazu. I know that the Bnei Yisrael have three defining characteristics. They're Rachmanim, they're Baishonim, and they're Goimlei Chasadim. He said, Kol sheyesh bo shloisha simanim alalu, roi lehidabek b'umazu. But chol mi she'ein bo shloisha simanim alalu, einoi roi lehidabek b'umazu. And David HaMelech said that I hear Gevoinim, we'll work this out, we'll make sure the Rav goes away. But as it relates to you, you're no longer going to be allowed to intermarry together with the Jewish people. Because I see now that you don't have the simonim of Klal Yisrael. Yidin are Rachmanim, Yidin are Baishanim, and Yidin are Goimlei Chasadim. And this is, of course, the background to the Gemara on Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis. It's exactly what Shapsoi Bar Marinos said when he saw that the Atirei Bavel had such a Midas Achzorius. He said, it can't be that they're Mizari Shel Avram, because Zari Shel Avram are Rachmanim, and they're Goimlei Chasadim. They're also Baishanim. And he said, must be that they're from the Erev Rav, whatever that means, but it can't be that they're Mizari Shel Avram Avinu. This Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis, Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, that's rather lengthy, is mentioned in a Medrash Rab. It's in Parshas Nosai, Parshas Ches Dalet, And over there, it's even a lot longer. And there's a lot of hoisafos to the story that I mentioned there that we don't have in our Gemara. One of the hoisafos is that David HaMelech, when he came to the Givonim and he tried getting them to give him a chila, and they refused to. So he said, Klal Yisrael Rachmanim, they're Baishanim, they're going to Chasadim, etc., etc. So he had no choice, but he said, Ein Ruyim Elul L'Sarevimah, says the Medrash quote. He said, I realize that even though they're Gerim, but loy umdu aviseyim al harsina, but their Zaydas didn't stand by Harsina. They're Gerim, I understand. They were Magayim. He wasn't questioning the Geris. That's not what this was about. He wasn't suddenly going back and saying that maybe the Bezdin of Yeshua ben Nun and Elazar Kohen Gadol that had presided over this Geris, maybe they made a mistake. That's not what he was saying. What he said was, but Afal Pisha Gerim, hey, they are Gerim. And therefore he said, Ein Elu Kamoisam, Ein Eruyin Lidovik Bisrael, they do not deserve to be able to intermarry with the Jewish people. I saw in the Seifka L'Doifkei B'Tshuva for Rabbi Uri Tiger Shlita. So this is in Hilchas Tshuva, it's in Perek Beis. And he's discussing the Rambam who talks about the Midah of Rachmanis and how it's the Midah of the Yid to be a Rachman. And he says, therefore, if somebody ba'avul somebody and the person comes and asks him a chila, he should give him the mechila because that's the midah of a yid. A yid is a loyikoim, he's a loyitar. V'zeu darkum shal zeri yisrael v'liba in hanochoy. That they grant the mechila, that you look away, and at the end of the day, you give a yid what it is he wants, even if this person ba'avled you. But toich dvarov in the biurim chelik of this Rambam, so he brings this Loshen HaMedrash, and he asks a very obvious question. He says, David HaMelech said that I see now, as it relates to the Gevoinim, that afal pi shegerim hey. Even though they were Gerim, but the Zaydis didn't stand on Arsina. Says Kashus Pshita, of course. A Ger Tzedek, by definition, is someone who comes from one of the Bnei Noyach. However, it was Nadav Liboy. He decided on his own. So what did David HaMelech mean? That Afal Pi Shegerim Heim, Lo Yomdu Aviseyim Al Arsina. So he says a beautiful pshat, but it requires a tiny bit of an introduction. And that is, Tziodua, there was a very, very famous Ger Tzedek that lived in Vilna in the 18th century. He was known simply as Avram ben Avram, as the Ger Tzedek. He was a Polish nobleman. His family came from very aristocratic lineage, but he himself had become a Ger. And his mishpacha wasn't happy about what he did. It was considered a major affront to his mishpacha. And as a result, they were roidef him, and eventually they ended up killing him. He died at the age of 49. He was born in the year 1700. He was killed in the year 1749. He died in Vilna. It was on the second day of Shavuos. It's yodua that the Chafetz Chaim, every year on the second day of Shavuos, would tell over stories about the famous Ger Tzedek of Vilna. And the Chafetz Chaim would be very, very nisragish. And a lot of the stories that the Chafetz Chaim would say over came from the Vilna Gaon, based on a Messiah that the Chafetz Chaim had, that the Vilna Gaon, who of course lived in Vilna, who was a younger man at the time, but the Vilna Gaon had a Sheiches with the Ger Tzedek, and there were some incredible stories that the Chafetz Chaim used to say over his Talmidim, every single year on the second day of Shavuos, on the yard side of this Heilige Neshama of the Ger Tzedek of Avram ben Avram. One of the things the Chafetz Chaim used to say was that the Vilna Gaon, who at the time was 28 years old, if you do the math, but the Vilna Gaon called the Ger Tzedek and he told him that if you want, I can get you out of this whole mess by using the Shemus HaKdoshim. She says, if you want it, just say the word, I can take you out. And the Ger Tzedek refused. He said literally what Rabbi Akiva said in Masechtas Brachos Daf Samech Aleph Amid Beis. He said, Kol yamai hayisim mitzar. I used to, my whole life I was waiting to be able to perform the greatest act of Kiddush Hashem. He said, to me, this is the Shpitz. There's nothing I could think of that would be a bigger avoidah of Kiddush Hashem than this. And he says, I understand that you, this is something you can do, but it's not something that I want to do. Another thing the Chafetz Chaim used to say is that when the Ger Tzedek was walking literally to be burnt at the stake, so the Vilna Gaon, he passed the Vilna Gaon's house, and the Vilna Gaon opened up his window, and he told the Ger Tzedek, Gei Bezrizus, Gabe is Rizos. And the Chafetz Chaim said that it was really a very big chiddush lahalacha. And really the Geir Tzedek wasn't sure what to do. And the Vilna Goyim anticipated that he didn't know what to do. And as a result, he was paskening. Because the question was, on the one hand, he was doing a mitzvah. And when it comes to doing a mitzvah, Zrizim Akdim el mitzvahs. But then again, he also understood that there's an idea of Chayisha. And a Yid has to be able to live as long as he could. You can't just be ma'abed asmachaladas. Maybe you're not letting give up your yichayisha. So he understood that this was something that was going through his mind. So he gave a yell, gave bezrizus, the goyim paskin, that zrizim akdim, the mitzvah was machriya, and he said, you should go bezrizus. But this was the story of the Geir Tzedek, and some of the stories are very, very moving. And Chafetz Chaim himself was very, very moved by the stories of the Geir Tzedek, and he would tell them over every year on the second day of Shavuos. One of the things the Chafetz Chaim used to say was that the Geir Tzedek said that where did it come from that you have Geirim? You have people that they were brought up completely removed from Yiddishkeit, and somehow they have this Ruach Kedusha, this Ruach Tahira, to suddenly join the Jewish people. There has to be a pshat. So the Chafetz Chaim said that the Geir Tzedek used to say, because when Hashem gave the Torah to the Bnei Yisrael, he first offered it to the other nations of the world. They rejected it, and as a result, the Yidden were the ones who ended up getting the Torah. But he said it's poshit. Just statistically speaking, there must have been Yechidim in every nation that were really interested in being Mekabel the Torah. Nor of us. They were outnumbered. They were outvoted. And as a result, they ended up not getting it. But he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mekapeach Schar Kol Berio Berio. And he said, any person that said Nasav and Ishma, even if he was a Yochid and he was outnumbered by the majority of his nation, but he at some point would have the schus to be able to enter Klal Yisrael. And the way he entered Klal Yisrael was by his neshama coming back and be reincarnated in the form of this Geir Tzedek. And he said, all the Geir Tzedek were the reincarnation of people, of neshamas, of umois that were not zoich to be mekabel the Torah, but really them themselves wanted to be mekabel the Torah. This is what the Chafetz Chaim used to say over in the name of the Geir Tzedek. The truth is that this idea predates the Geir Tzedek. In fact, the Mabit in his Beis Elokim, in Shara Yesoides and Perik Nun Aleph, says word for word what the Chafetz Chaim used to say over in the name of the Geir Tzedek. And really, if you look around in the Achroinim, this is an idea that comes up in different raid contexts as well. The Chidah in Pesach Inayim, Mesach Tesivam Estaf Memches, that's in the Sugi of Geiris. So the Chidah says, everyone knows the Chazal, Ger Shenes Gayer, Kikotin Shenayilodam. You freak the Chidah, Ger Shenes Gayer? It's Goyshen is Skyer, Kikotin Shanay Ladami. The Ger is not Megayer. He becomes a Ger after he's Megayer. So what's Gershen Eskayer Kikotin Shanay Ladami? We've heard that line 1,000 times. It's such a posh tahara. Gershen Eskayer, it's Akum Shen Eskayer. Why is it Gershen Eskayer Kikotin Shanay Ladami? So the Chidah said that Yesh Loimer, Kefiya Mefur, Besfar Makdoshim. This idea that every single Ger, Etzem was Megayer back in the day. He said Nasav and Ishma when the Torah was offered to his nation. It just so happens he was a minority vote. And as a result, he got outnumbered. But it comes out to some level, some madrig of Geirus that was already Chalven. So now when he comes to be Megayer, even Begoyusoy, no, he's already under a certain Neshama. This is an Neshama that was put into him when he was born, literally, with a Nitzitz of Kedusha. So he's a Gershon Eskayer. He's not a Gershon Eskayer. He's a Gershon Eskayer. He says, that's Pshat in the Gemara over there in Mesachtes Yevamos, Daf Mem Ches Amid Beis, where the Gemara discusses why sometimes you find Geirim that suffer from certain things, and the Gemara says, what's the reason for it? Acherim Oimrim, Rameir, who by the way came from Geirim, he came from Nero Kesar. Acherim Oimrim, Acherim said, because there's a taina on the Ger. Why did it take me so long to be Megayer? Freitach, he does a taina on the Ger? That he did it. What does it have to do? How could there possibly be a taina on the Ger? He says, because the Teretz says, because the Ger was born a Ger. He was born with a Ruach Kedusha, and it was understood that this was his destiny, because he comes from those Neshamas that said Nasav and Ishma. So maybe on some level we could have a shtickle of taina on how he was able to do this. Another place where this Yisoid appears is in the Gilyoni Ashas from Agoin Rabbi Yosef Engel. And this is in his Gulyoni Ashas, the Masechtes Psachim, Dav Zayin. There, the Gemara talks about the bracha that you make on tefillah. And think about you make the bracha, Oivel Asiyasan, before, after, there's a Taisviz there, Dav Zayin, Amid Beis, the Masechtes Psachim. And Rabbi Yosef Engel asks Akasha, he says, I understand, how could a ger make a bracha? Ashekid Ishanu b'mitzvaysav, v'tzivanu? Tzivanu what? On the tefillah, on the geris? There's no vitzivanu on the geris. He doesn't have an obligation to be a ger. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, this yisoid. He says the teretz not true. A ger tzedek does have an obligation. And v'harayah the Gemara in Yevam is daf memches, where the Gemara says that there's a taina on the ger tzedek, why it took him so long in order to be megayer. And the reason is because a ger is a gershenes geyer. He's not a goyshenes geyer. He's a gershenes geyer because he has this ruach kedusha. He says some major lumdus here of Yosef Engel, not for now, but he says that even though gershenes geyer is kekotin shenoy l'dami, that's only the chelik of the ger that's not a Yehudi. But the chelik of the ger that was born a Yehudi, on that there's no kekotin shenoy l'dami. It actually manifests itself in the lumdus of kekotin shenoy l'dami. He says the kekotin shenoy l'dami, this is classic Rabbi Yosef Engel, needs to be carved out. There's a dichotomy. There's a chelik of the ger that's a goy shenes geyer. The goy shenes geyer is kekotin shenoy l'dami. But the chelik that's the ger shenes geyer, ironically, that's not kekotin shenoy l'dami. Ayin shama the golyoni ashas. But either way, this is the aside. The aside is that all the geirim really, that sharashim b'ktusha. The geirim said nasav and ishma, just like the yidden said nasav and ishma. It just so happens they were outnumbered. The yidden was fayichan sham yisrael keish echad b'leiv echad, and they all said nasav and ishma. Oh, they said nasav and ishma keish echad b'leiv echad. So therefore they got the Torah. But by the umay sa'olam, there were yechidim that did, and those yechidim ended up coming back. So Uri Tigre said a davar nifla. He said it comes out that the neshama of the geir is be'etzem a nishmas Yisrael. It's a nishmas Yisrael. He doesn't get the nishmas Yisrael when he's megayer. He's born with the nishmas Yisrael. All the neshama stood at Har Sinai, which is mashma l'chayra, that even the neshama of the ger stood at Har Sinai. That's what David HaMelech said. David HaMelech said, he's handling with the gevoinim. They were gerim. But he realized something was off. He said, "Ein ruyim elu li'sarev imon." Because afal pisha gerim him, I know the gerim. Abaloy amdu alisem al Har Sinai. These can't be from the gerim of the ger tzedek. It can't be from the gerim of the mabit. Can't be from the gerim of the chidon, Rabbi Yosef. Can't be. Because any neshama that stood at Har Sinai is rachmonim by shonim and goyim lechasadim. And they don't have those midos. So the geris are geris. I can't abolish the geris. Aloch is aloch. We makabel the gerim. Open the panemius of gerim. These are not gerim. And because they're not gerim, he said, I'm going to make a takana, and that's going to be the gzer. The gzer is going to be enel ruyan lesarim, and therefore the nesinim ala yovi b'kal Hashem. And that's why in Metz Hashem, when we learn Noshim Nezikin, in the not too distant future, the Noshim comes together with the mamzer. What do you mean? Why is he not roy lovi b'kal Hashem? The teretz is because it's true he was megayer in halacha, but in primius he wasn't megayer. Because the yisoid of geiris is that the neshama stood at Har Sinai, and he was able to tell David HaMelech, beruach kotshoy, from the fact that they were not rachmanim b'ashonim and goyim l'chasadim, that must be they never stood at Har Sinai.